my name is Akiron, and welcome to my video, How to Get Rich Serving Others, or How to Become Really Rich and Successful Doing Something You Absolutely Love that serves a lot of people and helps improve the quality of their lives. Most people believe they must do things that they don't like doing in order to earn the money to be able to do things that they do love doing. But this is ass backwards, my friends. You can't have a happy result from an unhappy journey. The way this economy on planet Earth works is the people who provide the most value to the most people get the most money, and that is how it should be, and that is how the law of attraction works. We are happy to part with our money if what we are paying for brings us joy. If it does not, we feel deceived and ripped off. Or we feel stupid for wasting our money. So we will pay dearly for people who really deliver the goods and give us something amazing in exchange for our valuable money. And the people who make the most money on planet Earth are the ones that love what they are doing. You will never, ever get rich doing stuff you hate doing. Or if you do happen to get rich because you are focused enough in that direction, your life will be miserable because you're doing shit that you don't want to do. But doing things you hate doing is not only optional, it is completely unnecessary because the universe wants you to have your dreams and desires come true. And the more fun you can have helping the most people also have fun, and the more value you can bring to other people's lives, that is how much money you will make, because that opens up a massive portal of abundance to serve the large amount of people that you are serving. And you will benefit big time from that massive portal that you have opened up on behalf of others, and ultimately even for yourself. So if you truly want to be financially free and get really, really rich and have a wonderful time doing it, you've got to discover what brings you the most joy and do what you love doing the most that will help serve the most people. And you will lead an absolutely amazing, healthy, wealthy, abundant, exciting, joyful, loving, and magical life. So enjoy my video and podcast, How to Get Rich Serving Others. Hi, my name is Akiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Come visit me at akiron.com for more videos and podcasts and supportive goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. And go get yourself a free copy of my book, audio, and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. How to get rich serving others, or how to get really, really rich doing something you really love that serves a lot of people. Zig Ziglar, one of the greatest sales and success trainers of all time, is often quoted, "You can have everything you want in your life if you help enough other people get what they want." And from a law of attraction and global economics perspective, he is right on the money, of course, because the entire economic system on Earth depends upon exchange of value and serving others. The more people you can serve and add value to their lives, the more money you can make. And if you want to become rich and financially free, you must find a way to add value to a lot of people that are happy to pay you for that value. If you only have a job, your leverage to make a lot of money is zero. But if you can create a new widget, a new song, a book, a movie, a training, a new teaching, a business, artwork, etc., that adds a lot of value to a lot of people, now you have some serious financial leverage. And the key to creating this immense value that earns you an immense amount of money is the leverage of inspiration that comes from being tapped into the energy and flow of divine creativity. Most people try to earn money through motivated action. They want money and they don't want to be broke and homeless, so they are motivated to not be broke and homeless, to work and trade hours for dollars. But there is no financial leverage in trading hours for dollars. You only have so much energy and so many hours in a day, and you only have so much hard work in you. You have zero leverage there. But the real power, the unlimited leverage that is available to you to literally create anything that you want in your life, comes from inspired ideas and inspired action. From when you are tuned in to the flow of creation energy. And your wealth factor and how much money and abundance of everything that you want flows to you, how much of it will flow to you, is based on how you flow energy to others. In other words, what you are offering energetically to others and what you are receiving are the same. If you want to succeed financially in life, you've got to understand how your service and your contribution and the value you are offering to this global financial exchange works. You've got to be able to quantify your offerings as part of this flow of abundance and its value to others. And when you do understand this flow of value and abundance, you are now in a powerful place where the economic system on planet Earth can serve you in a really big way. So basically, if you want to really tap into this flow of abundance, not just to get rich, but more importantly, so you can enjoy this awesome, exciting, powerful, creative energy flowing through your life, you've got to allow inspiration to flow. You've got to allow yourself to receive the inspiration of how best to serve others. What is the most powerful way you can serve others? That's the question you want to ask yourself. You may not yet have the inspired ability to write a top 10 song or a best-selling book or star in a blockbuster movie, not yet anyway. So what do you have to work with? What are you good at? What are some general energetic ways that you can serve others? Well, you can serve others by allowing the energy to flow, by tapping into the flow of source and who you truly are and creativity, and allowing that positive energy to flow through your life and then blessing other people with that energy. You serve others by tapping into the unlimited power of infinite intelligence and understanding how abundance flows through the path of least resistance and ease, and by you allowing and creating that path of least resistance and ease to flow through you and live your life in that manner. You serve others by tapping into infinite prosperity and to infinite abundance of energy and resources and opportunities, and tapping into infinite clarity and awareness and new, inspired, uplifting ideas. But people may not know you yet, and there may not be massive amounts of money flowing to you yet, but nevertheless, you are still serving humanity in a really powerful way. You are serving humanity when you're happy and not fighting against unwanted things, but instead, you're focused upon appreciating things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. And now, because you are in the flow of creativity, your path of joy and abundance is laid out before you. You didn't have to go looking for it. It just comes to you. Now you're in the right place at the right time, doing the right things with the right people and money and ideas and like-minded people and opportunities and resources of all kinds flow to you easily. But if you really want big money and big opportunities and big freedom and big fun and big love and big excitement to come to you, you've got to give it to get it. And it is the asking in a big way that summons things in a big way. What you give, you receive. And when you tap into the flow and the attitude and the drive of service and value, now you open up a really big portal of abundance, because now you're asking for improvement and value on behalf of others in a really big way. An example is my life and my success in Law of Attraction guidance and my spiritual teachings. For decades, I have worked as a spiritual guide and teacher and author and speaker, etc., etc., but even with the powerful leverage of the internet and videos and being published in magazines and books and webinars and seminars, my personal leverage is still minimal. And I developed a burning desire to not just serve hundreds and thousands, but to serve tens of thousands, nay, even hundreds of thousands, even millions of people. And that is my current mission. That is why I attracted the answer to my prayers, the wholesale travel business that I'm having an absolute ball with, which is really a personal development company masquerading as a travel business and a travel club. Because with this business, I have the leverage to empower a lot of people. Who empower a lot of people, 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 etc. Which is a million times more leverage than I could have ever dreamed of just with my own personal teachings and effort. So now I have the power of compounding interest working for me. Now I have the law of attraction, the leverage, the infinite leverage of the law of attraction working for me. It's like this app analogy. Would you prefer to receive $1 million? I'll give you $1 million right now. Or choice two, would you prefer to receive one penny, just one penny? That's all I'm going to give you today. But every day I'm going to double it in value. And you're going to get that double value of that penny every single day for the rest of your life. If you chose $1 million, you chose like most people on earth. You chose the loser path. You chose the path that most people on planet earth who are struggling financially and will continue to struggle their entire life until they learn to choose the penny option instead, the option of compounding interest. Because only after 2,000 days or 5.5 years, which goes by at lightning speed, of that penny doubling in value every single day, you now have $1 million. But then, on day 2001, you now have $2 million. On day 2002, you have $3 million. On 2004, you have $4 million. Then 8, then 16, etc., et freaking etc. Now, that's the kind of leverage that I like and the kind of leverage that the healthy and successful people on planet Earth capitalize on every single day of their lives and why they have the freedom that they enjoy. So, in what way can you be of massive value to others? Are you of value to others when you are angry and envious and resistant and vengeful and jealous and judgmental? And just a real freaking dickhead? No, of course not. You are of no value to anyone because you are not bringing anything of value to anyone. You are not bringing any joy, any abundance, anything to anyone. Are you of value when you are happy and smiling and caring and generous and feeling abundant and loving? Of course you are. You are a delightful blessing to everyone and everything around you. But this is an unusual and atypical question to ask in relationship to what we tend to believe about finances and economics, where we typically value action above less tangible things such as energy and feeling and attitude and vibration and the power of just good old-fashioned joy. But the greatest leverage to provide the most amount of value for improvement of other people's lives does not come from action. Michael Jackson, the great, the king of pop, made $134 million in the span of only 2 years from his album Thriller, the biggest grossing album of all time. Now, Michael Jackson certainly worked hard to produce, write, sing, and perform that album. But if you tallied up the hours he spent doing that action, he earned literally hundreds of thousands of dollars per hour for his labor. And at the same time, countless other musicians and singers have spent many more hours writing, practicing, and performing music, never to earn even $1 million, let alone $134 million from one measly album. So it's obvious that action alone is not what creates the kind of value that earns you $134 million. It's the vibration, it's the inspiration, it's the powerful creative flow that earns you $134 million. It's all about vibration. It's all about the feeling. It's all about what you feel inside when you hear it, when you see it, etc. Vibration is everything. The physical, active content of the album Thriller is not much, really, compared to the vibration you feel listening to it. It's all about the mood. It's all about the feeling. That is what we will pay $134 million for. We want to feel inspired and excited and joyful and sexy and thrilled. And that is what Michael Jackson gave us. Thank you, Michael, you freaking legend. He gave us a mood, a vibration. He gave us fun. He gave us $134 million worth of fun, joy, and thrills. With that album, he created a big, giant portal of fun and abundance and value and excitement. So you've got to think of yourself in the same way. You've got to think of yourself as a big, giant portal that energy and creativity and love and excitement and inspiration and ideas and fun can flow through. And because everyone on earth is always asking for more abundance and more value and more improvement, you could be the one person who channels that golden, miraculous, priceless, never been done before idea that literally transformed this earth and transforms people's lives and completely transform your life. And you can create a giant portal where the next financial boom or creative boom or musical boom or computer boom or fun boom can flow through. You can be the creative genius that just opens up the gates and lets the ideas flow through. You could be the next Mark Zuckerberg or the next Bill Gates or the next Michael Jackson, or the next Picasso, etc., etc., because there is an unlimited supply of energy and creativity and abundance and ideas that can be allowed to flow in and serve you and how you desire to serve others, which pays you and can pay you in a massive, massive way. However much energy and abundance you are asking for, that is how much is trying to flow into you, and to the degree that you can allow that energy in abundance will be the degree that you are able to serve others, which serves you financially in a really big way. The key factor is allowing. How much of this creative energy are you allowing as opposed to resisting it? If you're playing the old-fashioned zero leverage trade hours for dollars, work hard, struggle, and sacrifice game that you have been taught to play, you are not an open portal for the unlimited flow of abundance to flow to you and to others. If you're taking motivated action rather than inspired action, you are blocking the flow of ease and grace and abundance. Hard work, struggle, sacrifice, determination type motivated, overcoming action has zero power and zero leverage, and provide zero value for others because everybody is also doing the same damn thing. It closes the portal of abundance rather than opens it. But inspired, valuable, leading edge, exciting, new, creative ideas are the fuel that dreams are literally made of. And these ideas flow with ease and grace, not worry and struggle and fight. Worrying about when it's going to come, who's going to deliver it, how big will it be, how will I achieve it, etc., etc., closes the portal of abundance. It blocks it with a big-ass dam, but allowing the easy flow of unresisted, exciting, inspired, enthusiastic ideas, opens the portal of abundance and breaks down that dam and lets the waters of abundance flood through. So if you can just tap into the flow of allowance and allow the path of least resistance to come to you without desperation and without the need to fight for it, if you can acknowledge that you have the ability to allow the path to come to you and allow the ideas and allow the how to come to you and let time desperation go and let go of the need to know when it's going to come and where and when and how long it's going to last and how big it's going to be, etc., and just tap into the flow and tap into the inspiration of what and who you truly are. And if you can just know that everything you want is on its way to you, and if you can know that there is an infinite amount of abundance available to you, and there's an immense infinite amount of it earmarked for you, now you are really on track and you are really tapped into the flow of abundance and creativity. You are really an active co-creator with the creative flow of the universe, the power that literally creates worlds. So feel your way onto this path of least resistance. Feel your way onto this path of most allowance by allowing the blessings to flow. Feel the relief of this allowance. Feel the relief of this path. Feel the ease of this path. Feel the joy and excitement of this path. Feel the power and generosity of this path. Feel the freedom of this path. This is not the path of hardship and prove your worth and hard work and struggle and determination and overcoming and effort. Nur, niet, nada. You can't have a happy result from an unhappy journey, remember? You're looking for the path of ease and fun and joy, not struggle and fight and sacrifice. You're looking for the path of inspiration, not motivation. You can't worry and fight your way to abundance. They don't live there. Abundance is a different vibration entirely. Abundance is the vibration of fun and joy and excitement. You've got to fun yourself to abundance. You've got to excite yourself to abundance. You've got to joy your way to abundance. So, do you need to figure out what humanity needs so that you can provide the most valuable product or service imaginable in order to succeed in a big way? You just have to have fun. You just got to have fun. I mean, what do you want? What brings you joy? What are you inspired to do? What can you do to serve other that's fun for you? For me, I found a way to bring more joy, money, travel, freedom, and travel, which is more fun. So more fun, more fun, more fun, and freedom into people's lives. And I get to have fun doing it, and I get to be free doing it, and I get to travel the world and be financially free doing it and inspire others that they can also travel the world and be free and meet wonderful people all around the world and have new friends all around the world. That's fun. So what can you do that is fun? Something that you love doing that provides great joy in other people's lives. I will tell you that there are 1,000 ideas waiting for you in your vortex of creation that have been inspired from your decades of living on Earth and launching rockets of desire. And those ideas are ready, willing, and available to you to be received by you as soon as you can start allowing them to come through. So you don't have to go looking for the golden ideas. They are already there and waiting for you. They will just come to you as soon as you start allowing them. The pathway comes to you. Remember, you don't have to go looking for the path. Just like I wasn't looking for my amazing golden ticket travel business and travel club. It just came to me after years and years of asking and asking for more fun and more freedom and more fulfillment in my life. And now I have a business that is built upon those three main desires that I have always had, that I've always had. I just let it come to me. I always had those desires. And then the answer came. I wasn't asking for it. It just came. I just allowed it. So, do you believe you can do something fun that is also satisfying and fulfilling to do? Or do you believe you must trade action for dollars and do things you don't like to do? Do you believe you have to do things you don't like and don't want to do in order to get what you want? Or can you consider the possibility that you can actually do something fun and inspiring that doesn't feel like work, where you are energized when you do it, not drained energetically? Can you consider the possibility that there are multi-million dollar ideas waiting for you to grab them from your vortex of creation? So your daily focus must be to get into the flow of abundance and stay in that flow every single day. Acknowledge and affirm every day that you like freedom and fun and inspiration. You like ease and the flow of clarity and ideas. I like feeling for the path of abundance and enjoying the gifts along the way. You got to get yourself into alignment with the flow of who and what you truly are, and get into alignment with the massive, unlimited inheritance that you have put into your vibrational escrow that is ready for you, and all you have to do is just make a withdrawal by allowing it to come. But that massive trust fund isn't there only in the form of money and wealth. It's also in the form of joy and experience and adventure and excitement. Your vibrational bank account and the unlimited bank of abundance is also full of wonderful people and amazing experiences with friends and lovers and travel and creativity and sensuality. Because it's not big stacks of money and lots of goodies that you're really after. Sure, the money and the goodies are fun, but it's not a massive money and a massive goodies that you're looking for. It's the flow of money. It's the flow of goodies. It's the flow of fun. It's the adventure of the money and wealth and the goodies that you're after. It's not the destination that you are here for. The destination is just the reason to go on the journey. It's not being rich that you're after. It's the empowering experience and the quest to wealth that is the juice of life. Or whatever you want, whatever that, whether that's relationship, children, success, whatever your dream or desire is, it's the journey to the top of the mountain that is important. And the person you must become that gets you to the top of the mountain. The champion that you must become. Because once you've gotten to the top and they give you a medal or a trophy or a plaque or $1 billion, the prize at the end was just the excuse to get the prizes along the way, which is the clarity you now have and the mastery you now have and the fun you had along the way and the amazing memories you generated along the way. What matters is the clarity you now have, because clarity means alignment. And alignment is what, alignment to what you truly are. Alignment to source. To you as source. Who you truly are. And clarity is fun. And alignment is fun. And clarity is fulfilling. And alignment is fulfilling. And you're clear about what is important to you. And what is most important to you. And you're clear that all you need to do is have fun and clarity and alignment and have more fun and fun friends to play with and fun things to do and fun places to go and fun things to eat and more fun and more fun and more fun, because the purpose of life is joy and fun. If you did not come to this earth to get into this body for the accumulation of stuff because you can't take it with you, and you certainly didn't come here to prove your worth or any bullshit like that. But you did come here to create the stuff because it's fun to create stuff. But even more exciting than creating money and fun stuff is creating new stuff. The real juice of life is creating the fresh new ideas and products and creations and businesses, etc. As a master of creation, you greatly appreciate who and what has come before you because of all that they have envisioned and desired and what the past has created now for your joy and convenience in your life now. But the now stuff is not why you are here. You're here to look ahead towards what can become, what you can create, not what already exists. You are not here for the accumulation of what others have accomplished and envisioned. You are an eternal being. So what is not where the excitement really is. The excitement is in the new ideas and the new inspirations and the new creations. That's what gives you the goosebumps and the butterflies in your stomach. That's where the excitement and the juice of life really is. It's cutting loose and releasing yourself from the old and stepping into the new. That's where the excitement and adventure lies. That is the quest. The adventure is, there's always more to know. There's always more to love and more to see and more to feel and more to give and always more fun, wonderful experiences to have. And there is more clarity to have and more beauty to experience and more joy and fun to be had. Always more. There is always more. That is the eternity of creation and existence. That is the eternal nature of your beingness as a creator. We are eternal creators here for the joy and fun of it. No other freaking reason. So the question is, are you ready to step into that power? Are you ready to have fun? Are you ready to step into the unlimited portal of abundance? Are you ready for unlimited joy and fun? How much do you love yourself? Do you love yourself enough to allow the unlimited supply of joy, fun, abundance, love, excitement, adventure, and magic to be a constant flow in your life? Just stop blocking the flow by being mad at others for not making you happy, and the energy will flow overwhelmingly in overwhelming quantities. Just allow, and stop fighting. And the energy of well-being, joy, and abundance will flood through you at a non-stop, unlimited rate. And your life will be a non-stop, joyful, abundant, exciting, magical, loving adventure. Now, if you'd like to get really, really rich doing something you really, really love and that will help improve the lives of a lot of people, then contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. Let's help you discover what brings you the most joy in your life and how you can get rich doing it, having fun, blessing other people's lives. That's ilovefreedom.info. And if you'd like a free 30-minute session for me to help you get tuned in, tapped in, and turned on to what brings you the most joy, contact me now at freesession.info, and let's get you living the life of your dreams. Let's get you on the road to freedom. Thanks for watching this video or listening to this podcast. Please share with your friends. Come visit me at zakhyron.com. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series at freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakhyron. I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!